Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth taking you through this Thursday here in Nashville, Tennessee. Talking the big matchup this weekend between the Titans and the Bears. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in David Haugh from 670 The Score in Chicago. David, thanks for taking time to join us today. We appreciate it.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. Hope you are as well. And David, I want to get your evaluation of what you've seen so far from Nick Foles. We know the story of Nick Foles in his career. Sometimes you get really good Nick Foles. Sometimes you get very bad Nick Foles. What's been your evaluation of his play in Chicago so far?
Well, I've been disappointed. I expected more. I think I expected more because the bar wasn't very high to clear here in Chicago, where we're not really used to seeing outstanding quarterback play. So Nick Foles comes in, replaces Mr. Trubisky 2.5 games into the season, takes over in Atlanta, leads a really dramatic comeback, and looks like, okay, now we get it. And then things started to, you know, be uneven, and he's a streaky quarterback. That's been his MO throughout his career. The highs are high, the lows are low, and he has lacked consistency. We've seen that. Now, in fairness to Nick Foles, the defenses the Bears have played with him as the starter, they have been much more stingy and aggressive and better than the defenses that Mitch Trubisky faced. And also, you know, we knew in Chicago, and I think the coaching staff to a larger extent, they knew what Mitch Trubisky was after 44 NFL starts. So the patience level wasn't going to be very deep. And with Foles, they turned to him. He knows the system. He knows Matt Nagy's scheme. That was his greatest strength. He just got to do a better job of showing that and being more accurate with his throws than he has been. He's also not very mobile, as you'll find out on Sunday, if the Titans can actually get to the quarterback.
Yeah, that's a big question, of course, David. 7 sacks all year. And, of course, they just played a Bengals offensive line that had to replace 4 starters, and it didn't matter. And now the Bears are looking at some significant injuries. What is the state of that line at this point? Some guys on the COVID list, some guys who just got hurt. How banged up and, I guess, replacement level is this line going to be Sunday?
Well, it's a good thing they're going to have the names on the back of their jerseys, because people will know kind of who they are, and that might be the only way. So in a nutshell, if Cody Whitehair, who's, you know, a pretty good veteran, if he's unable to go with a calf injury, and it does look like he might not be ready to go, he did not practice yesterday, then it gets really interesting, because then Alex Bars is a reserve offensive lineman from Notre Dame, who has never snapped in the NFL, but he would play center. Seventh-round draft pick out of Colorado by the name of Arlington Hambright, one of the best NFL names you'll ever want to hear. He would be at left guard, making his NFL debut. At right guard, we think that Jermaine Ifedi would come off the COVID list on Saturday and be eligible. The right tackle would be Rashad Coward, who is the fill-in left guard, but he would be playing right tackle. He's a converted defensive lineman. And then Chuck Leno Jr. would be the only starter who would have been there since week one at left tackle. But he's not had a very good season. So for the second week in a row, the Titans would be playing an offensive line that basically got together in the locker room and decided, okay, let's go play a first time together in a real NFL game. And that's what they would be doing Sunday.
David Haugh from 670 The Score in Chicago on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. David, Khalil Mack, 6.5 sacks on the season so far. It's obviously a game wrecker in today's NFL. Is he the most dynamic pass rusher in the league, in your opinion?
Well, I think that's a really interesting question. I think the fair answer to that would be no, because that would, you know, include Aaron Donald. And I think Aaron Donald is not only the greatest defensive lineman because of the way he just, you know, can stop everything coming at him, but he also rushes the passer up the middle. And so I think Aaron Donald would be just a slight edge over Khalil Mack. Coming off the edge, though, I would think that Khalil Mack is that guy because it requires such a – you can't stop him with one guy. Now, teams have, you know, on occasion. He's not invincible, but certainly it's going to require a group effort. Teams like to keep tight ends in. They can't obviously chip him with backs, but he is somebody who can change the course of a game with the strip sack fumble as quickly as any player in the league. So his explosiveness is difficult to duplicate and hard to control. So he gives the Bears their best shot on Sunday because that defense, as I think you'll see, they're going to be susceptible to the run, and Derrick Henry's going to get his yards. Ryan Tannehill's mobility will be a problem for the Bears. Khalil Mack is the best chance they have of kind of mitigating those kind of things and getting to the quarterback and making him feel that he's harassed and maybe even turn the football over.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the rush defense, David. Not great numbers. I know sometimes that's situational. Sometimes, you know, a bad offense can contribute to that, and even just teams trying to, I don't know, trying to just have balance because they're afraid of Khalil Mack. But how has the Bears defense, I guess, changed from last year to this year?
Well, Joe, a couple of things. You know, I think number one, they're missing Eddie Goldman, who opted out at the beginning of the season, and he was very quietly consistent, and he was their best run defender among interior linemen. Now, Akeem Hicks, I guess he's not. Eddie Goldman was really strong against the run. To say he's better than Akeem Hicks would be inaccurate. I think Akeem Hicks is just a Pro Bowl caliber guy every year. But what's happened is that without Goldman, they have had, you know, an array of different possibilities in there, kind of guys who have been in and out of the lineup, Bilal Nichols, Roy Robertson, Harris, whose specialties aren't stopping the run. So teams have been able to gouge them a little bit. And I think that, so that's number one. The other thing is, you know, big picture, the Bears don't have an offense that plays complementary football. So where I think the Titans are what the Bears would like to be because they have the power running game and they really have, you know, a quarterback making good decisions. And, you know, they ideally give the defense a chance. And I think in the Titans' case, the defense gets away sometimes with not being, you know, that good or even average statistically. If the Bears had an offense that was more complementary to their defense, they wouldn't be in the predicament they're in stopping the run. So it's all kind of related, but the Bears also, when they get in ruts like they have been the last couple of weeks, they don't tackle well, and their linebackers are active, but they'll bounce off guys occasionally. So it's a combination of things. This is a very good, potentially great defense, but for it to be considered great, I think they have to stop the run better than they have.
David Haugh from 670 The Score in Chicago on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And David, I'm curious, how have the fans in Chicago viewed this year? Obviously, you never want to go out there and lose, but also the quarterback position is, as you know, a hot talking point in Chicago, and there are some intriguing options in the draft coming up. How have the fans viewed what's happening in Chicago at that position this year and what it could mean as they move forward here?
When they were 5-1, it felt like they were 1-5. You know, there was the lack of legitimacy has been a theme here all season long because of the way that they got to their five victories. You know, they had against the Lions, of the drop pass that allowed them to win. Against the Falcons, that was, you know, a miracle by Nick Foles and a comeback against a bad team. They had beaten bad teams. The Giants even required a little bit of drama. So there was a lot of skepticism. They have a really good quality victory against the Bucks on Thursday Night Football when Tom Brady had, you know, temporary insanity and forgot what down it was.
Right.
But there's a lot of skepticism, and the last two losses in a row have kind of just added to that. So there's not a lot of believers in the Bears at 5-3. You know, it's kind of, what have you done for me lately? That is typical about pro sports. But in this market, you know, I think people are tired of losing in the same way that the Bears have lost. And that's Matt Nagy was brought to Chicago to be the offensive guru to fix what has been, you know, chronically broken with the offense, and it continues to be a problem. So not a lot of belief or faith in the Bears, even though this is probably the way we've been describing it all week on the air. their biggest game of the year, because in the NFL, and you guys are facing the same sort of realities there, but, you know, three-game losing streaks qualify as crises. And so you don't want to get into that point of your season, because the Bears started so well, they still, you know, can look at it, you know, and say, we're a playoff team, but if you lose on Sunday, there's just going to be more doubters.
So is Ryan Pace going to get to pick the next QB, and Matt Nagy going to get to develop the next QB?
Bears don't like to make changes. I think with Ryan Pace, I you know, made the argument a couple years ago when they hired Nagy, you could have gotten rid of Pace when you got rid of John Fox. They didn't. They like him. I think that Matt Nagy should be entitled and allowed to be part of the next process of picking the quarterback who's going to be, you know, the one that he can build with. You know, Mitch Trubisky was forced on him. He did the best with what he could. But it was, as you guys, you know, kind of can relate to a little bit, you know, Marcus Mariota wasn't as big of a bust as maybe that's, you know, outside looking in. But from afar, it doesn't appear that Mariota was as big of a bust as Trubisky is in Chicago. But it does underscore how far back your franchise is set when you're wrong on a guy who you gave up so much capital to get and draft as high as they did with Trubisky. So, yeah, that's a great question. I think Ryan Pace will be given the opportunity, but that's as I sit here today on November 5th. If the wheels fall off in the second half of the season and it's because of the way they weren't or they were put together offensively, that answer could change.
David Haugh from 670 The Score in Chicago has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. David, thanks so much for taking time to join us, and looking forward to the game on Sunday.
Great talking to you guys. Have a good weekend and enjoy the game.
Absolutely. You as well, David. When we come back, David just threw out an interesting comparison there. What do we make of the comp between Mitch Trubisky and Marcus Mariota? Who was the bigger bust? We'll discuss that coming up here on the other side of the break. But first, Titans fans, Corner Pub is the place to check out the game, with locations in Bellevue, Brentwood, or downtown, and great beer specials, including $1 off of Yazoo and Happ and Harry's draft beers, plus Happ and Harry's bucket specials. Don't miss Nashville's best NFL pregame show live from the Corner Pub downtown location this Sunday. Join ESPN 102.5 The Game from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. prior to the Titans taking on the Chicago Bears at Nissan Stadium. The NFL pregame show features Jared Stillman, Floyd Reese, and former Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, and is brought to you by Wholesale Inc., powered by Rumble On, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota dealers. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.